Assalamu alaikum.
This is your beloved brother, Milad Muhammad, live on your Blog Talk Radio, coming to you at 7 o'clock p.m. It gives me great privilege, brothers and sisters, and surely I am highly honored. I say that all the time. When you're consistent and you're repeating yourself, you're not being redundant. You're trying to put emphasis on that I indeed enjoy coming on the radio and speaking to all of you out there in radio land for many reasons. One is something I've always wanted to do, is to give back that which Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, glorifies name gives to me. And I enjoy doing it because it allows you to be consistent in that which you believe. And when you repetition in that which you study, or you definitely want to be the best it can be, you have to put in the time. And you have to understand that consistency, repetitiously, things that you do with enthusiasm and wanting to give to those who may not know this, what you're trying to deliver, it just makes you feel good about yourself. It makes you feel like you care about others. And that is what God wants from us, is to want for your brother or your sister that which you want for yourself. We say these things, but we don't practice it. We just say it. It sounds good. And it does sound good. But if you put it in the proper perspective and give it back, Allah will give you more. But you have to work for it. You just don't earn it. You can't come out of school unless you earn it. You can't be promoted on your job unless you earn it. You will not get along with your parents unless you earn it. No one gives you something and you don't appreciate it and don't carry it out to be all that you can be. This is why I say all the time when I come on the air, it gives me great privilege and surely I am honored. And I know that God hears what I say, and I know the angels write it down. And I have people say, my God, you always give credit to God. Yeah, you would be alive. You listening to me tonight? You said, thank God you're alive, because you don't have to be alive, brothers and sisters. But we take for granted we're going to wake up. We take for granted that we are going to do this and we're going to do that. Not a leaf falls from the tree without the will of God. Now, it's one thing to feel like you're going to wake up because you go to sleep peacefully. You believe you haven't did no wrong, and if you did, you beg God for forgiveness. So that allows you to get a peaceful sleep. That allows you to think about 10 years from now, 20 years from now. Well, God has said, not me. God has said, and I will quote him, work in this world as if it's forever. Yes, but do not neglect the hereafter, because you can die tomorrow. So I think that's profound. You work because you want to live, so therefore you want a plan. You want to work that plan, and you want to bring it into fruition. You can give that to the world. But don't sell it. Don't sell the hereafter for this world. Don't become a victim of circumstances that allows you not to make it in the hereafter. Because Allah is not saying do not come successful in playing Satan's games and his tricks, lying and cheating and conning and doing the things that you should not do. That's not what God is asking you to do. But it looks like you're successful with it because he permits it. He gave you the right to do it, so he permits you to be able to do all the things you should not do. Isn't that amazing? But keep in mind, brothers and sisters, that there's two angels that sit on your shoulders. And most parents do not tell their children that every time you walk, you got two angels with you. Now, I'm not blaming the parents, because parents, just, most of them don't know. They don't study. But it doesn't make them a bad person, because a parent can thrust you down the toilet. And many women have done it for many reasons. One, they don't want their mother to know they're pregnant, so they get in a lot of trouble. There you go. You're a goner. Then there are some that will go outside of their marriage, and you're pregnant. They cannot go home, tell their husband, who haven't touched them in 3 months, and you're 2 months pregnant. So you lie. You don't tell them. And if he asks you, you will lie. Why? You got rid of it. There you go. And then there's some that will have that child, but because they only like the sex from that individual, they're not going to tell the husband that they're pregnant. So guess who's it? The husband. She'll never tell him. And hopefully in 17 years, you may be divorced. Or in 18 years that you love her so much, she can now tell you the truth. That's not your daughter. That's not your son. Most of them don't tell at all. But today's youth, they want to know something is not right. Something about his family, something about my siblings, something is not right. And today on the internet, they can go and check. They can find out, is this my real parents? And they will find out. And most of them get angry. My God, do they get angry. And you can be in the situation. You say, dear, it's time to tell that young lady who's her parents. And the mother will say to you, I'm not doing that. You do it. You want to kill her? You do it. I'm not going to kill her. So you did so much for that young lady, that little girl grew up to be a young lady. And it's very difficult to tell her. So once they find out, they're upset. All these years, I thought you was my mommy and your daddy. Well, now you got to instill in there. Only God makes babies, not me as a man, not her as a female. Child is coming into existence because of the will of God. We have no control. We don't give life, nor do we take life. Only Allah. So therefore, you have a little difficulty. I don't feel it's difficult. The reason I don't feel it's difficult, I did my job. I'm going to raise that little girl or that boy like they are mine. And when you wake up and realize that I'm not your father, call yourself blessed. You got two fathers. You got one because if it's seed, you wouldn't be here. So for that alone, you have to respect him. But he has nothing to do with you. So guess what? You got a father that's not your biological father. But my God, did he help raise you and give you the necessary things in life? So therefore, you'll pretty much love the father. But you're trying to understand, why did mama go outside the marriage? I'm going to give you a story because he said it to me. And I don't, and if I was him, I would say the same thing. His name is Minister Louis Farrakhan. And I love that man. But I was sitting there, and he stood up in his congregation, about 10,000 of his members. And he didn't like the idea that most women call themselves bitches and hoes and prostitutes. And so he gave a scenario. He said, some of your women that's married prostitute yourself to your husband. So yes, you do. If you want something, you want that mink coat, you'll say, I'll do this for you. If you want that diamond ring, I'll do this. You want a bigger diamond, I'll do this. Well, that's prostituting. That's some sophisticated way of prostituting. And then you say that you lie, you cheat. You lie, you cheated. And he said, then you'll call him a hoe. Yes, you'll call each other hoes because you went outside that marriage and you did such and such and such and such and such and such. He said, but I know a young lady that she went outside her marriage and she got pregnant. Yes, this is Ms. Farrakhan talking. She got pregnant and she tried to get rid of the baby. First time it didn't work. Second time it didn't work. The third time the doctor said, if you keep trying to get rid of this baby, you're going to kill yourself. So she had to have it. And she raised that baby. And she didn't tell her husband. But she finally told the husband when the baby got a certain age. And that mother is not known in likeness. But she's known in namesake. That baby was his mother. So then Sarah Khan said, you see, that if she had gotten rid of me, I would not be who I am today. Do I look at her as a hoe? Do I look at her as a prostitute or a bitch? He said, no, that's my mother. And if it wasn't for her stepping outside, I would not be here. And he's an asset to the society and not a burden to the world. And so therefore, we can't understand why God wills what he wills. But if she had not did what she had done, it wouldn't have been a Minister Louis Farrakhan. Oh, there's a thousand more like him that won't come up and say so. But I want to tell you something that proves you shouldn't be getting rid of your baby. Because that child could be the answer to cancer, the answer to sickle cell, the answer to the diseases out there. My brother and sister, that child could be the answer to racism. So you don't have a right to get rid of the child. And that's why it's read in, if you read it in Revelation, it says all mothers that do that will be hung by their nipple in the hellfire. Whoa, that's powerful. That's powerful. You don't want that. God says, no, hold it, can I ask? That my earth is spacious. And if you committed a crime or sin greater than my earth, if you come to me and beg for forgiveness, he will forgive you. You better do it while you're alive. Because when you pass away, you can't come back. So you got to get all that sin out of you while you're alive. That's all it means. And brother, and let me say this to you all on Blog Talk Radio, New Africa Excellent Enterprise. When I speak, to come to you 7 days a week. Allow me to say this to all of you who are listening. And I'm going to put myself in. If I was Ms. Farrakhan, I would accept also because I'm my mother. As a husband, if in fact my wife did something she should not have done, and not done, and she came to me and she told me, I have a choice to make. Who wants a woman that steps outside her marriage and let another man enter into her? And don't tell him what they're doing or what he is doing to her. Maybe things that I would never do and something she always wanted. However, but she's crying because she's getting ready to lose her husband. So you go to the order of command and you say, how do Allah answer that? Now, Allah doesn't dictate to his individuals. No. He made us so intelligent that we have to make decisions. But we must read. Read in the name of your Lord that created. Meaning, if you see God's creation and you can comprehend it, then you see him. But no, you can't see him, but he can surely see you. So God says your wife and children is nothing but a trial. That's how he says it. But where is that trial? It just hits you. Your wife, he said wife and children, your wife stepped outside her marriage on your watch as the husband. And so therefore, brother and sister, if it was on my watch, what did God say? God says, hope. I do not place a burden on a soul that which it cannot withstand. There it is. He gave it to me. I didn't ask for it. I surely didn't condone it. I may condemn it, but I don't condone it. But that's my wife. And she got children by me. Why would I get rid of her because she slipped? She committed a sin. All she had to do is beg Allah. Because the idea she came to me shows you where her heart is and told me what she had done. So now I got to pray for her too. And you will find out. If in fact you're in that position, all of a sudden she becomes better than she was before. Wow. Let me go a little further. Do you think the brothers in Islam and al-Islam doesn't get divorces? Well, Allah's not in charge of whether you divorce your wife or you don't divorce your wife. But he did give us a blueprint how to handle things that may occur in your home. So you divorce her. Ah, she begs you for forgiveness, and you take her back. And she did something else. You divorced her. And you took her back for the second time, and she did something else. You divorced her. But she came back so sweet and so kind. And guess what? You're reading the Quran. And in the Holy Quran, it says you can't take her back. Not for a third time. That's it. And no more fourth time. You did it three times, that's it. I guess that's why they said three strikes, you out. So three times. But you love that woman. But God said, let her go. Let her go to the world. If you want to be a part of that world, let her go. And you saying in your little mind, now, who is going to be this fourth man? And how is she going to do such and such and this? what he going to do to her? Now, these only men, you was verbally, they gave you the answer. You don't know there were 10, 15 more before that. But you can't take her back. She must go and get married. If she don't get married, there's nothing you can do. But she must go get married. And when she get married, she find out that this was greater than you, then you are the one that forced her to do that. But if she can't find no man, she was a fool to leave you. Now she wants to come back. You allow to bring her back. But listen what God says. If you bring her back to abuse her, I will punish you severely. Wow. You mean, Lord, she cheated four times. I will punish you severely. You mean, Lord, look what she did to me. She hurt my feelings. I will punish you severely. But, Lord, I'm taking her back. I really love her, but I can't trust her. I will punish you severely. And you take her back. And you'll find out, brothers and sisters, that you thought she was good the second time or the third time, the fourth time, and she finally comes back. She is so happy to be at home that someone cares about her welfare than her carfare. My God, God is great. So we don't listen to what God says. We just read. Then you make your decision, and your decision ain't correct. I say these things on Blog Talk Radio, New Africa, Extra Enterprise, where I speak, because nobody talks like this. Because they got an agenda. Their agenda is trying to win you over emotionally. Their agenda is to move your spirit. Their agenda is to get into your soul. But they didn't tap into your intellectual mind. So it's all emotions. If you don't understand, it is a temporary world. Things happen in this world. But when you come and make yourself better, Allah will wash you clean like a wet white cloth. No dirt on you because you evolved. So let me give you a good example. There was a man that was a pimp. He was a number writer. He was doing drugs. And my guy, I believe he was selling drugs. But he had more than one woman out there on the block. That's a major sin, that he would have women doing tricks just so he can dress sharp, ride sharp, and have plenty of money. He could have been a big sin. And he would rob people, chip your lock, come in your house, and take what he wants. Now, not poor people. I'm talking about upper class, middle class. People that got rugs in a home that's worth $30,000, $40,000. Paintings on the wall is worth hundreds of thousands of dollars. Oh, he was robbing. He got caught. But him and his boy got caught. They sentenced him 11 years. That should have been 2-3. He forgot they were not just black women. They were white women. Who is this man? Malcolm X. So did he commit all those sins? Yes, he did. But behind that prison wall, Allah says, I send men to men. Wow. He said, my whole earth was plentiful with angels. I would send you an angel. But this one, you got to kick that drug habit. Drink this. He didn't want to drink it at first. He became his friend. Took him to the dictionary and said, read this dictionary. Told him he was a black man. Told him he was a Muslim. Even told him to get on your knees and make sajda prayer. He said, Malcolm said, I don't get on my knees for nobody. And he said something very profound to Michael. He said, pick the lock, Michael. Pick the lock. Because he got on his knees to do wrong. So get on your knees and do right. And introduce him to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. So Malcolm was known as a revolutionary. A revolution. But Malcolm evolved. When you are revolutionary, you go to one end, you turn around, and you start all over again. But Malcolm evolved from that. and became the great Malcolm X. All that pimping and drugs went out the window. Don't tell me you can't do it. That female that was prostituting her body as a sophisticated woman, getting rid of babies, she can evolve as long as you're alive. You can beg God, and he will erase it from you. Today, they got schools named after Malcolm X. Who named schools after a pimp? God makes everything clean when you come to him. He is most merciful. That look how he became who he is. Even his legacy is left behind. They still talk about who killed Malcolm. They make money with that. That's what Hollywood does. Because everybody want to know about Malcolm. And when he got assassinated in Africa, he had little children saying, I'm Malcolm X, I'm Malcolm X, I'm Malcolm X. I'm... Everybody wanted to be like Malcolm X. And the children in America wore that hat. Yes. Call it X. They didn't know what X meant. X meant unknown. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad let you get rid of that slave name. Oh, you can be Bob, you can be Kenny, you can be Joe, you can be Larry. But you couldn't call the last name. Culpepper, Roundhouse, Brown, Lear. He just said, get rid of that and put an X there because you don't know your name. So Malcolm Little became Malcolm X. He got rid of that little stuff. He was Malcolm X. But what's happening today? You got some of the prettiest, gorgeous women. And they think telling their story to the world, they make money. So they're not repenting. They're glutton. Yeah, I screwed this one. They got housewives and all kinds of different wives. Women jumping on a man, riding up the stairs and having sex and just met him because it's something to do. She wanted to get rid of her father. I'm sorry, her husband. I mean, this is crazy stuff out here. And don't know, they're just digging themselves in the grave. For a better word, taking themselves to hell, to hellfire. We don't have to show that kind of stuff. Now, you could show it if you could tell me that this year you cleaned up. You don't do that anymore. Oh, we used to drink and we used to smoke and we talked about who we're going to get this one and we're going to get that one. I heard a story just recently. And it was a sister. Islamic system. You see, you have men that praise on the ones that think they're so quick, but they're not quick. They're slow as hell. And they play on them. And they get them. And don't let it be a woman that someone famous had. The man loves that. That Negro. He loves that. He said, yeah, I got that woman. Man, that woman is in his song. Yeah, but I got her. Man, you're going to end up losing your head. No. So when she come with me, she ain't around all that stuff, them headpieces and them long dresses. Now when she come around me, he said, well, suppose you get caught. He said, how am I going to get caught? She come where I'm at. And where I'm at, there ain't none of them around. He said, you got to be kidding. Yes, man, but I got to tell you one thing about them. They sure smell good. Do you think he's talking about her perfume? No, he's not. Must be a lot of filthy women out there. So I said, do you think that man would stoop that low for you because he loves you and he just met you? Do you think he knows you playing him because you're playing not only your husband or your so-called husband or your significant other, or you playing that you are in Islam? I'm going to trust you? No, I'm not. I'm going to get you. Well, they got caught on the phone. So he was talking to that same young lady, and he hung up, which he thought he did, and he said, I'm going to get her. You ain't going to get her. That's so-and-so's wife. You ain't going to get her. Yes, I am. And she heard it. Boy, was she upset. Rightfully so, you fool. And this is what happened when you play out there. They play you. You think you're playing them. They play you. That's why Hollywood is so upset. Everybody's doing it to everybody. And found out the man that runs Hollywood and got them all. Ran through all of them. It's a game out here. And Some of them don't want to use their ability to perform in a dirty way. They give you things when your head is turned, and you wonder why you're all messed up in the head. They wake up, you're in the bed with 3 men. How did this happen? Hey, you took the drug. You decide to turn your back. But nobody likes a traitor. Did you know in the real world of war, if they catch you as a traitor, they will kill you. Death too good for you, a traitor. When you trade on your husband or your significant other or your boyfriend or who they got out there today, that man don't respect you. He is like what you got, whatever that may be. But that's all is going to come. It's nothing going to materialize. So you go through this one, you go through that one, you go through this one. If you're listening to me and you're live, and you can hear the sound of my voice, if that shoe fit, straighten up. You know that song used to sing, straighten up and fly right. Of course, you're alive. And you can beg for forgiveness, sister. Nobody talks to you. And they say, Rod, this is a question that was asked to me. Rod, Imam Rod. Dr. Marad, no, you can call me Marad. What can I do for you? You always talk about the female. I said, is it a bad thing? No, you pitch them up. Oh, that's what I was supposed to do. Yes, but you pick up the low-life point. This female. So what I'm saying tonight, it's the low-life point that needs help. They're sick in their mind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah glorifies his name, says to us, brothers and sisters, that we are one. Adam and Eve is one soul. But they didn't come here together. They came here after she was created. Because all of us got to come from that earth. Allah had to create the earth. And the earth was dead, so Allah made it alive. But as the spirit, if you think about the spirit was breathed in the nostril of our father, Adam. And that was a lie because why? The earth was dead. Who was the earth? Well, they sure don't call the earth Father Earth. It's Mother Earth. And what made it alive is the spirit. So your spirit, sister, is no different than my spirit. For Allah breathed in and say, 5 billion spirits. He breathed into Adam, and we are all of us today, every human being. We are spirits. We are spirits, brothers and sisters. So we have to be one. You can't do it because you rebel. All that knowledge, all that Arabic, all the prayers, but you don't have a husband. And if you go in any part of the world, any part of the world. Yes, there are some single women. Yes, there are some single men. But it's reversed in the world. In the world, 99% marriage, exception to the rule. In America, it flips. Maybe 30% of the men are married. Maybe 30% of the women are married. But the rest of you all, yeah, that's out there. But you say, you follow revelation. I'm here to tell you. I'm here to tell you. People don't know you. They just meet you. Oh, that's a gorgeous woman. Who? So-and-so? Yeah. Oh, she's very highly intelligent. Say, yeah, I'd like to meet her husband. Oh, she's not married. Oh, she's a widow? No, she ain't married. Oh, she got a divorce? Yeah, 2-3 of them. Well, what's wrong? She says she don't need no man. He just runs the opposite way. Run like hell. There's something wrong with that individual. You on Blog Talk Radio, New Africa, that's where Enterprise, where I speak. I speak the truth. And I give it to you so you may not comprehend. You may rebel. You may rebel because you don't want to hear this. But your daddy didn't teach you. And your mama didn't teach you. Oh, she told you how you should stay away from this and stay away from that. But she didn't break down the nature. Your grandmother, your great-grandmother didn't break down the nature of the human being. Don't fault me. Allah blessed me to learn this, and my job is to give it back. My success in life is to try to give my utmost in submission to the will of Allah. Now, I can't tell you, brothers and sisters, that my jinn is a Muslim. I'll be lying to you, because we all commit sins. But Muhammad the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what separates us, his jinn is Muslim. It is jinn Muslim. So he don't have the problem we all have. That's why he's the perfect example. I want to be like him in his nature. And so, yeah, there's temptation, plenty of it. But when I think about it, it's like saying, yeah, Dr. King was a woman a lot, what they call womanizer. But, yes, his best friend told on him. And I remember in the movie, they had tapes of him having sex with a woman and she making all that noise. But when Coretta heard it, she knew that wasn't her husband. She knew that wasn't her husband. Someone was trying to get her to go against her husband. So she asked him a question. She said, Martin, yeah, that's what she calls him, Martin, do you love those women? Now his answer is going to keep his wife. He say the wrong thing, he out of there. Do you love those women? If he would have said anything other than what he said, no, I do not. She let it go. What woman? I didn't have no woman. See, he would have lost her. He would have lost her. She didn't want him to go to confessor. But indirectly, theoretically speaking, yes, he did. But he's Dr. King. Handsome guy, very articulate, can move a mountain. What woman don't want him? That's a lot of pressure on him. Then here come a man, I'm the greatest. I'm the greatest of all times. I'm so pretty. The women loved him. They came from all over. Just a touch up. He didn't have to speak. Oh, I could tell you some stories. But that was his trial, not mine. His, of his greatness, he was an honorable man. Did he make mistakes? Sure he did. And I'll quote his wife. She was too aggressive at the end. She told me that. But she loved that man right now today, and he's deceased. And he told me if she knew what she knew now, she would never have disturbed him. But the wife he passed away with, she says she respects him because she took care of him. That's powerful because things happen. So there's women out there right now lost their good husband on stupidity. One, they want to control him. Two, they don't like that they have another one. Three, they want to be better than him. Four, they want to be in competition with them. And five, they lost their respect. You see, I'm the type of man, I can put up with your foolishness. Not like you, but I'm going to hold on. But if you don't like me, and I don't like you, oh, that'll never work. I'm out of there. Gone. That I can't have. But you handled this one, made this one, this one, made. Yes, but she appreciated it. Yes, she submitted. Yes, she didn't disturb me. Yes. He's not trying to tell me how I should conduct my life. And I'm 30, 40, 50, 60. Hell, after you get 65, it really, brothers and sisters, I think I told you here on Block Talk Radio, New Africa, where God speaks. I'm letting you know right now, 40 acres in the view had nothing to do with the physical. The acres was the aches and pains that marriage goes through. I was married at 16. But when you become 40 and you don't have it going on, what happens? I'll tell you what happens. You become stubborn and new. That's all it meant. I made it to 40. And I became very wise. And a whole lot of things that I forgot because they're not going to bother me. I'm trying to make it to the hereafter. So it's just like leprosy. See, leprosy attaches to the word in the Bible as white. It says white is those with leprosy. Wow. White. Because if you look at it, it's called black, brown, yellow, and red. There was no such thing as white. So white connects to leprosy. It's a germ illness that white folks have. And so that's what the Bible says. And I believe it. When you're a racist, that's what it is. You're a disease, a sickness, an illness. Well, the female that can't close her legs at the right time, she got a sickness. She has a disease. And someone will say, I got to get mine. When people hear that, they say, that's a sick individual. And sometimes it's a blessing that you think that you lost them, Allah removes them, so they don't disturb the continuity of your development growth. You don't know why. I ask that question today. Because when I married my wife at 16, it was nothing like coming home. Home was heaven. Oh, my God. 16, I fast for 7 days because I wasn't eating nobody's food but hers. Yes. And I would come in that door, couldn't wait to see my wife. I remember one time my friend used to come by and say, come on, man, let's go to work. And I said, not today. He said, man, you don't get out of that house. My wife even threw me out. She said, I'll be here when you come back. Man, you like being in the candy factory. You want to be home, everything is peaches and cream. And it was everything a man wants. I'll say that openly here on Blog Talk Radio. But things happen in life for a reason. And sometimes we cannot understand the reason. But if it's God's will, you say, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbi Ali. I can write several volumes on my life and how I was brought up. But the good thing about it is I always wanted to please that female. I don't care who she is, where she came from, what she had. Boy, did I want to please her. But I wasn't the aggressor, meaning I didn't try to run through every woman that came around me. I saw them for their true self. Even today, I have a sister that everybody knows I love. That's my sister, Laura. And that little girl was my ace, boom, cool. That's what we used to say. We were like Echo and Jekyll. But we grow separated from each other in the same religion, same mama, same father, everything. So I never had a sister that had my back. I had wives that had my back, but not a sister. Because a sister, you can't touch her. Somebody's wife, you cannot touch them. But you'll be charged with it. Yeah, his sister. Yeah, his assistant. Allah bless me and sent me one. Her husband and I are so close, we're like a mirror one another. And he likes that she's in my company. Why? Because of my morals. Why is she like because of my morals? And I'm like the brothers he never had. Yes, I can talk like that. Everybody needs someone that loves you for who you are. You see, we put our head down in animal kingdom. The flush. All you interested in the flush. You got to get yours. And some men can go 3 hours, take a rest and go another 2 hours. And some men can only go an hour. And some men can only go 3 minutes. But it all is the same results. You got yours, I got mine. What's next? Nothing. There's nothing to be in common with. You can't have a conversation with. They don't know nothing. They're just so wrapped up, material substance, they can't even think. What do you have? A burden. That's what you got, a burden. You say, now how in the world am I going to get out of this? Oh, you'll try. This is life. So let me tell you about that little boy. She's a little girl. She's given a doll. So she got a responsibility. She'll comb that doll's hair. She'll dress that doll. Today they put lipstick on it for the little girls. And she'll cook in her imagination. But she's cooking. This is all responsibility. But when she gets 9 or 10, now she has a minstrel. She's got to maintain her sanity. Because she don't know what's going on. But she comes in and knowing she got to keep her hygiene up. Responsibility. And if she gets married, there's another responsibility. And if she has children, there's another responsibility. So all her life, she had responsibility. And nature had to give it, even if the parent didn't teach it. She knows how to go 9 months and deliver that child. No, let her have 2 or 3. And she knows how to take care of that child. And she's going to give that child her breath when it comes out. It's all natural. Don't have to teach her. Responsibility ever since she was a child. But that young man, he got wagons and toys and games, G.I. Joes, play shoot 'em ups. Then we get old enough, he's playing basketball, football, baseball, soccer, tennis today. He play games. Boxing. He playing games. And then he gets married and father didn't teach him. He don't even bring a box of candy home because he don't know. He don't tell her he loves her because he don't know. He don't bring her a card or anything. He doesn't know. And that's okay for an older female that had this man, that man, and she had nothing but cards. And nothing but that. It doesn't mean that she don't want one. It's that she ain't going to put emphasis on something that she knows what the circumstances may be. You may not have the money to give her a car. You may have the money to get her some candy. She knows it. So that don't bother her. I'm talking about that little one that believed that it was the world. And look what I got. I got this little boy. He don't even know how to make sex. I don't even want him in me. He's jumping all up and down in me. Don't know what to do, how to do it. Yeah. So guess what? She leaves him. So the second way is a little better. He's going to bring you candy and cards and everything, but he's going to talk to you like he talked to his boys. He's going to curse you out. Probably all kinds of investing. Why? Because he's used to it. He's a little kid in his mind. He's a little kid. He hasn't grown up. No one taught him. So you leave him. Then he gets another one. Now he watches his tongue. He don't curse that much. But he's on his game. Every time she come home, he watches the soap operas. He's just laying around, not doing anything, ain't producing nothing. What the world do I have here? But here come the fourth one. But she don't know. He's tired of losing wife. She got him. Boy, is he good. She need to go thank wife number one, wife number two, and wife number three. Why? They taught him how to be a man. You get the point? So if their father would have taught them how to live his life as a husband, he wouldn't have made all those mistakes. So you wonder why the man don't know how to treat the female, because no one teaches him. So the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, may Allah be pleased with Grand Paradise, he said, give him to me. And you wonder why we love him. Because he taught us. Boy, you had to come out on Monday for a call out. You had to hit them doors, and you had to come back on Tuesday because you had 300 mamas feast itself. Then you out on Wednesday, you're going to hear the teacher to wake you up. Then you back out to get rid of all the papers you have because Friday, here come the new ones. Now you back out on Friday and Saturday, you got to call out again. And you're going to be taught how far it is from the sun, how many miles it is, from this, the stars, and how the earth weighs, and all, you're going to learn some math, brother. And you're going to know how to sit right. You're going to know how to stand right. Oh, you ain't crossing your legs, and you ain't opening up your legs when you sit down. And you're not walking slow. You're fast stepping right down to the morning, daytime. And you're respecting those in authority. Yes, and you have to take orders. In order to give orders, you got to take orders. And he taught you to get married. He taught you that she's the queen mother of the earth. He taught you to make her satisfied. And he taught you that your money is her money and her money is her money. And she didn't consider it a blessing. Oh, did he not raise her? He made her such a man when that we didn't get from our father that the women flocked to Islam. That's what it was called back then, Islam. And they flocked to it because why? Because that man will take care of you. That man is sharp. He don't wear high heels. He don't wear no afro and his hair all over the place. He didn't do that. He was clean cut. Wore his suits and ties. Everywhere he went. Yes, that draw anybody. What happened to us today? Why the children say, if I got to look like that, that religion, I'm not coming to. Why? It's not their culture. So why would they change? So these things happen in life. Can we turn it around? Yes. If you can attract your children, because they go so far away from that stupidity, it's unbelievable. The grandchildren growing up talking about you don't want no husband. But yet this man came through, this one came through. And, you know, everybody's uncle. That's what a child told me. See, I realized all of my uncles were the ones that had my mama. John was my uncle. Billy was my uncle. Lance was my uncle. So-and-so was my uncle. Me is my uncle. Abdullah is my uncle. Saladin is my uncle. Everybody's uncles. And children grow up and say, where are these uncles come from? None of them attached to your family. Because you're playing Satan's game and who's getting hurt. This is the point. When you're on your dying bed, if you is that in the business, you got to be grieving. Because you know you're getting ready to check out of here. But you're trying to beg God at the last minute. You know, it's written that Allah said in the final day of judgment that you're going to say, oh, Lord, send me back. Send you back. Why? Because you know this is easy. Now that you got the knowledge, you mean that's all I had to do was get married and try to be upright and raise a family and children? That's all I had to do, Lord, send me back. All I had to do was keep my husband and then play the games out there. You know today, the reason men grabbed a little girl from her mother, she tried to fight them, and it's on tape. Someone said, what do you think? I pray it was the father. Because if it wasn't, they are kidnapping our little girls and sending them overseas, and they're being abused. On thousands of them. We don't think about it because why? We don't care. But it just happened. How could that happen with all this technology? It's designed to kill our families. This is not accidental. A police officer was just laid to rest. Do I make a dua for that fallen officer? Sure. Oh, Allah. Separate his faults from his goodness as I'll separate the east from the west and grant him paradise. Yes. They called me as an imam to come in and pray for Officer Williams from Orange, captain. That's what he was, a captain. But I was sent in as an imam to recite over praying he was alive, that he would stay alive and get better. That was powerful. Now, I was called by my brother, Ronald Saladin, and I spoke about the love that we Muslims have for law enforcement, because why? We're in the law enforcement. But I gave the credit to the Muslims of what we have done. When you talk about who helped rehabilitate the jails, who had the exclusive rights to do that, who changed the tough guys and made them assets, who helped them to get off of welfare and take care of their family and take care of their legal bills and their medical bills. When I say we the Muslims put money, seven figures, in an account for victims. We the Muslims brought the bulletproof vest for the state troopers. That's why y'all got vests today. We the Muslims sent money to the widows like this one here. Well, I'm not a part of that giving as I once was. I decided to back up. But you go down the sheriff's department, you see my picture right over his head. Because why? I'm a giver. I say we, the Muslims. And most of y'all ain't did a damn thing. not an individual. I'm a community. But they saluted me. They opened the door for me. Because they had no clue we did that. It was perfect timing. And the captain's doing better already. He's out of the coma. See how powerful prayer is. I never met him, never saw him. But when you call to do righteousness, you come running. And then I get a call from a chief. She was a female. Oh, may Allah bless her and her success. So they moved her down to Miami. Oh, she's bad. Pretty. Got a hell of a mind. And she saw, I saw a female officer. I said, you're going to be just like her. She laughed like, yes. Everybody knows she ran that on me. Right. Yes, I want to thank you. Thank me for what? What you said and how you recited over Captain Will. I said, you was there? No, I'm in outer. Well, how you know? She said, that was my men that was there. That was saluting him. They called me and said, you did a wonderful job. Now, brothers and sisters, this is just elements of Islam that people just don't know and don't want to take their time to learn. Muhammad the Prophet, prayers, peace upon him, was noble, trustworthy. He was obedient to his nature. He couldn't be to God because he didn't know who God was. But they loved him. Today, the brothers don't even talk. They don't even get a greeting. They think that you ain't got on a robe and a kufi and a beard and hot pants, so you don't be stepping in a fire. We become sophisticated idol worship. We worship our clothes. We worship the physical things that you read that has no validity to it whatsoever because you didn't grasp the understanding. Because Allah said, I didn't say it. Don't touch this crown if your heart is not pure. Oh, a lot of them. You can tell the way they walk, how they talk, or how they mistreat people. You got females. We'll holler and scream and tell the children, stop running. You should stop running your mouth, sister. You should say, alhamdulillah, there's children running around you. Because when you stop them, they'll never come to prayer. Children are free. Go give them to Donald Trump. He's going to lock them up. And he'll show you how they're not free. And if one of your children were locked up, let me rephrase that. Give them to President Donald Trump. I don't like to call a man out with his name. He's a good president, or he's a bad one. He's still the president. And his name is President Donald Trump. So President Donald Trump, give it to him. He know what to do. He's going to lock him up. That's what they do. You don't want him. So how are you going to tell, sister, you're making your sergeant the wrong way? What you told her is wrong. You don't speak when people making sajda. If you meant good, you wait until the prayer's over with. Who are you? And why are you speaking during the day? Allah don't need you to speak. You can't even speak during Juma. The imam don't get interrupted. Isn't that something? You can't say anything, but most of you do. That's okay. Allah knows your heart. You don't know, so you don't do what you're not supposed to do. The point is, if you don't come back into paradise, you're going to get caught out there. And when you get caught out there, look what happens. The 1,000 bullets. Now, common sense will tell you that there's no way with that kind of gunpowder that you're going in some little deli. Drugs are not selling on the streets no more. They got codes. So it's very rare you're going to be able to find a dope dealer on the corner selling dope. Not happening. That's why a lot of police officers are doing petty things. Oh, you jaywalking. Where I come from, you come in and we in the future squad. You come in, we in the narco squad, and you bring a guy in for a jaywalking. Why, I would say, send him back to the academy. Why would you stop someone from jaywalking? Because why? They can't catch the kids on the block anymore. So they don't have no bus. Oh, yeah, there's stupid police officers. There's dirty police officers. But you cannot say all police officers are dirty or crooks. I know they do us like that. $1,500,000,000, well, today they got a new count. $1,600,000,000 of us. As soon as one person do something wrong, they say the Muslims. We got a new word now called terrorists. Why? Because they believe the Muslims are terrorists. So they don't want to be sued, so they use that word, terrorists. We say with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, the praise and the thanks is for God. We thank him for the gift and the blessing of the mortal human person, Muhammad, the honorable and noble servant and messenger of God. And what follows that salute and that translation of that salutation to the last prophet, the seal of the prophet, Prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah, the son of Abdullah, that is mentioned in the Bible and in Jill, in the gospel, as is given to us in the Holy Quran. Surely Allah Almighty speaks the truth. We say, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillah rabbil alamin, wa sa'asa wa salam wa sa'asu alayhi kareem, wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brothers and sisters, it gives me again, I reiterate a blessing and an honor that I'm your host tonight, Rahman Muhammad, and I try to give you some clarity. That's all I do. And so try to make it plain, and so it doesn't be difficult to you. When I tried to relate to you how Al-Islam, the brothers that came over here, could not find that religion in their tongue, so they call it Islam instead of Al-Islam. That A-L is supposed to be there, but they took it off. I'm putting it back on. And if everybody did the same thing, we'll have everybody saying Al-Islam. And that's the proper way of saying it. But we won't do that. So we human beings is referred to as the Khalifa. Yes, we'll refer to as the Khalifa. But men do not mention our father Adam. They don't do it. And I told you before, the books do not mention the name Adam. The Bible and the Quran, the Bible start off by saying, let us make man in our image and likeness. And the Quran began with Khalifa. God says, I am making in the earth a Khalifa. The Quran says that God will make a Khalifa. That's the first. And before the human being was called Adam, the Muslims and the Christians called him Adam. But Allah didn't use that name. Nope, they did not use that name, brothers and sisters. However, man is not comprehended. Without one parent, you can be created. It takes two parents. So the Bible says we, God, made man, and it goes on to say man was formed by the earth. But they do not know the understanding of, but they say it did not rain, so God cursed it. But curse what? God don't curse his creation. So God will consider it that it should rain. That's his will. So it comes down and it wets the earth and allows us to become mud. Mud. Yeah, they used to say that. Well, we were mud and earth. So the ground became wet and was able to mold. That's what God did. He molded us into shape. Man's earth. And why is it earth? Why is it mud? Earth becomes softened by what? Water. Water allowed it to be loose, and you can mold it like you do clay. So in the Quran, God formed man in stages. God made man in seven stages. Did you comprehend that? Well, it's complex to you, but it's always said these things in the Bible. And one day we'll go deep into it to make you understand what is 7 days. Well, God created the earth and gave it to us, the human being. It's a gift. Did you know that? It's a gift. God gave us a gift. I heard a preacher said, and it came from Imam Wafi Muhammad, the preacher said, don't make a gift greater than the giver. Oh, is that so real? That's a preacher talking like that. Everything in the sky, in the earth, and the fertility submits to the human being. Yes, his human being. The creator, he made of us above the living creatures. Is that not a gift that we above the living creatures? Now, who is the creatures? You should think about it. The angel was a creature. You should think about it. Angels, they have a job. We have a responsibility. They can't do nothing but right. But then you got that creature called the jinn. He's a creature. Well, Allah made us above. Then why? The jinn is most intelligent. My God, if he didn't tell you anything longer than us, how about million years ago? How about a billion years ago? So he's very intelligent, but Allah made us above both of them. Because that jinn cannot come nature of a human being. Now, you got to say down there in the flesh. But he can deceive us. He can trick us, but he has no power over us. We serve nobody but Allah. But we have a gift. But we take this gift, and we are not to create, I'm sorry, Allah did not create us to call each other dogs and bitches and et cetera. We are the earthly people. We should speak to the earth like we're talking to each other. Yes, you made out of earth, brother, sister. You made out of earth. In the highest form that extends and allows us to see the existence in this material world. That's how Allah has extended our mind, that we can understand what the world exists of, material, this material world. That's God's creation. God created this material world. However, man is not complete without one. Nope. Two. Very complete. Until you are. See why we're supposed to be together? But we don't know this. It's all in the Quran about we not complete. It says, if you don't have a mate, half of your religion is complete if you will get married. So we thought it just meant of Islam. No. Religion is part of your Allah has chosen it for you and perfected to be perfect because that's what you wanted, man. And that's what made you go astray because you start dipping into the truth of the holy books. And so Allah had to bring you one without no doubt. So we are the earthly people. If we will identify ourselves, we are a productive spirit in the body that forms the earth. Man working with the earth allows it to perform to the excellence and graduate to a human being. Wow. You see, brothers and sisters, earth was dead. Yes, everything was here, but look what came out of the earth because Allah moved and shaped it. And the angels asked him, well, what is that you're creating, Lord? I'm creating a khalifa. He never said Adam. He said a khalifa. A khalifa in the earth. So Allah put it in us before we got up, came alive. And today we are not performing as earthly people because we don't know. So you should know about the earth. Everything that is from and formed comes from the earth. We are earthly people. That's the best way I can put it to you. And don't fault me that I understand. I'm from the earth. I'm an earthly man. An earthly man needs companionship. An earthly man needs a wife. An earthly man needs children. An earthly man needs a mother and father. An earthly man needs relatives and cousins. An earthly man needs a community. A community of men, women, and children from all walks of life. We are earthly people. We have a gift. So don't put so much emphasis on the gift and forget the giver. Yeah, thank you, Reverend. You hit it. Because now you got money. Now you have education. Now you're traveling around the world. Now you don't have to worry about being poor again. Now you're free. But you forgot who gave you all of that. You put more emphasis on the material substance, the gift, and then put emphasis on the giver. While your husband, your father, your mother, your cousin, your uncle, your aunt, your friend, your boyfriend, your significant other can't give you anything if God does not will it. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Rabbi Adami. Brother and sister, I really thank you for tuning in. And I am ecstatic because it moves me and allows me to be able to see things clearer. I've said many times over and over, here on Block Talk Radio, New Africa Excellent Enterprise, where I speak, and I come to you 7 days a week, 52 weeks out of the year. I can't ever, ever give you what Allah has shown me to see. I thank the Imam Walter Steve Muhammad. I'm a student of the Imam Walter Steve Muhammad. He said to me, brothers and sisters, you know those stories in the Bible. Your comprehension is very good. Now, I want you to go back and get all those fairy tales out your head. When you read that Quran and you want to see Allah, he's talking to you. So I'm saying the same to you all. Go back to Fatiha. And when you read those people that's mentioned, like Moses and Joseph and Ibrahim and Jesus, Muhammad, the prophet, the prayers, peace upon him. It's you. Aaron is you. Noah is you. Lot is you. Ishmael is you. Isaac is you. All of them are you. The sacrifice of the only begotten son of Abraham is you. You the son. Allah said, slaughtering our animal does not reach them. That blood don't reach him. Nothing you do reaches him as well as your taqwa. Your obedience to Allah and to see that Allah created all of this. Now you have a right to accept it or reject it. But this is the will of Allah. And he kept us straight by saying, La ilaha illallah, I bear witness openly that there's no God but Allah. And I bear witness that Muhammad, the seal of the prophet, is the seal. He's a slave servant of Allah. So I got it, Lord. You don't want us to confuse the way we was confused with Jesus. But Jesus said, I come here to do my Father's work. But Jesus didn't say it like that. But that was close enough to get your attention. Father meant God. He came to do Allah's work. He's a servant to Allah. He was a messenger of Allah. Peace and blessings be upon him. So if you put it in the proper perspective, what are you here for? But Jesus said, and I will quote him, he said, I'm going to be gone, but I'll return. And I'm going to leave you my mother. And you took that so literally that you worship a statue that looked like Mary holding a baby. That's a statue. But if he said, I will be here because my mother, every woman is a mother. So you may give birth to another child came out of that womb. Did you not know that Booker T. Washington came out of the womb? He had Jesus in him. And that virgin mother produces Booker T. Washington. Shall I go on and tell you about the other ones? Shall I go on and tell you about Dr. King? Shall I go on, brothers and sisters, and tell you about Imam Walter Steve Muhammad, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Noble Drew Ali? Shall I go on and tell you about Imam Walter Steve Muhammad, Ms. Louis Farrakhan, Malcolm? Shall I go on? Every one of them, I let her through that woman. Yes. So that's what Jesus was saying. that I'm going to leave you my mother. They all mothers. I told them brothers just recently. Every woman in this mess tier is a mother. Now, I know some women's age dry up. Some women are too old to have children. That's not what God's talking about. The womb of the mind that is the mind is the mother. So she helps you birth ideas and then come to fruition like children. Because children are an asset. A good idea is an asset. So no, you can't say anything to my mama. Dr. Hansan's wife says, I don't know what to call you, Murad. Study Nance, because she calls me that. Dr. Murad, because her husband gave me that name. Or son. I said, call me son. Because my mama is deceased. At least I have a mama I can talk to. My mama's with me, don't get me wrong. I don't want y'all to misunderstand what I'm saying. My mama with me all the time. I talk about her all the time. But I can't touch my mother. I can't kiss my mama. My mama has moved on. But she's alive in me. So, yes, call me, son. She said, okay, son. You see, brothers and sisters, we should love each other like that. Because without love, you got a major problem. That's what's wrong with a whole lot of them. They want to be who what they're not. It's just impossible to be what you think you can be, but you can't do it. But you don't want to accept it. You want people to think you're more than what you are. Hey, you got to live up to that. Well, if you ain't duty proportion, you know what I heard Ms. Farrakhan say on the internet? He said, this is Jewish guy. He said, I kissed him. He said, ain't nothing homosexual about that. He said, that's pure love. See, we don't have that sensitivity. Ain't no chump in Ms. Farrakhan. He can talk like a warrior. And what he got going for him, he got a whole army of men and women that would give their life. So he's powerful, but he's humble. He's a humble man. I remember a brother was a homosexual and took his life. He went off because they never told him he existed. If he existed, he felt he could have saved him. Right on national TV, he got all of them. Don't tell me that he didn't raise to his sensitivity, because we are male and female. We are duty proportion. And the sensitivity is our mother. Only one can teach that. Man can't teach that. He can teach you how to be bold, destructive, don't take no for an answer, and don't go to war. You kill everything. That's the man. But our Baka, getting ready to slay that enemy, and the enemy spit in his face. He put his sword back in. The enemy said, why don't you just kill me? He said, I don't know if I'm killing you with God's name or I'm killing you because I'm angry. You spit in my face. Wow. See what happens when you grow to another level? It's no sin if you can kill in the will of God. But you can't kill for your own self-gratification. So I understand, brothers, they got four wives. If you treat them right, you're going to be successful. Four pair of eyes and then add your two, how are you going to lose with the stuff you use? Love and affection, everybody in harmony to get past this world. But don't go get number five. Because you just went against the grain. That's not what Allah says. Yes, you'll get punished. Oh, those feel good for a while. Punished. Now, Allah says you don't marry a woman because you don't like the way your woman look or your wife look. That's not why you go get another wife. Or your wife don't sex you right. That's not the reason why you go get another wife. There's rules and regulations. And if it ain't in your heart, because Solomon had 950. And all y'all think that he ran through 950 is out their mind. Because wife is more than you laying in the bed. Wife is your intellectual mind. Wife is a community. If all the brothers and sisters of the Imam Wallace Muhammad's community and Minister Farrakhan community loved each other like a husband and wife, oh boy, could nobody stop us. but from the neck up. In the absence of your brother, you her husband. That don't mean go into a hotel room. That means if harm comes to his wife, you must protect her as if you were her husband. This is all Allah says. So it's not always the hot war. It's the hot on the things that make you act like Satan. That's the real jihad. It's to clean yourself up, sister. Don't think that jihad just means for the brother. It means you too. See, the problem with the man and the woman is two major differences. One gives life because of his seed, and you carry it, but you just don't carry it. You got to develop it. If you want chaos, then get five different babies from five different men and see if you don't have chaos in that house. But if that child came through the womb of five different mothers, meaning it's five of them, but the same seed, they all are in touch with each other. Why? It's one seed. But if the female thinks he can duplicate that, he got chaos. Then I've heard a female ask a question, and it came to me, and the angel said, tell him this, and said, if you can have four, why can I go get four men? And I didn't want to say anything, but I'm going to say it now. Let me show you the difference. Go take a pin. Go to the earth and stick that pin in there. Pull it out. Come back and stick it in there again. It'll go in the same way and it'll stand up. Why? Same hole. And the same object they went in there. Now go back and get a fatter pin. Now they got those big conglomerate fat pins. Stick that in there. It opens up wide. Now go get that little pin again. It just fell in. Why? It's too big. But now go get a stick and put it in there. You just made the hole bigger. But go back and get a bat. Whoa, they all can go in there at the same time. Why? So you are abusing that hole that you made with the pin that would have been there just like that until something else came larger. I know what my uncle tried to tell me. He said, if something don't feel like itself before, you don't have to ask no questions. Something never been there. You see, it's continued some wisdom. But then you might not understand it the first time, but then you say, my God, he's right. So I taught my baby girls. I said, is that what you want to be? You want to be like the man? Well, all you do is catch.
Dad, dad.
I said, you want to belittle yourself? And just let men run through you? You see, the reason why your taqwa reaches Allah, because it's working 24/7. But most people's consciousness, it just go blank. You run out there, you get your man, you know it's wrong, you take a shower, you take something to clean you out, everything. And then the second time, you do less. And the third time, you do even less. But when you get four, five, seven different men, you don't care no more. You better go get something to eat. You ain't even go home, take that bath. You don't care. The conscience just left. You're no longer conscious of God. So you just do anything. You don't care. And let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. I'm talking to both of you. Everyone got to be a coke puller. The Mahedin, the one that calls the prayer, that's your wife. She's on her menstrual, but she's going to tell you it's time for prayer. She's going to be ill. It's time for prayer. She's going to be pregnant on Friday enough. It's time for prayer. And you may be late for prayer, but your wife right there. Oh, you can't eat that. Oh, I don't think you should have that. But you don't care. You're going to do it anyway. You're not even in tune with your nature. Allah says that's why he gave you a wife. I'll make for it a mate, but you threw the mate away. You don't want the mate, sister, brother. And then you got someone around here, where did I go to wait? Until one comes, there ain't nobody coming. Allah said, you take a step, I take two. You're going to sit around and they're going to fall from the sky. Reverend Ike used to say, a pie in the sky. That's what you're going to get your pie while you're here on this earth. And so you're leaving so much behind, and you wonder why you cannot become successful. Because it's not two minds. Just two minds. You don't have three. That's Juma. There's three. Don't start me. If I say anything to allow you to stand up in your spirit, stand up in your soul, stand up in your stature, your being, our future, the nature in which it was created. If I say anything that allows you to be God conscious, be obedient to God, your taqwa, don't give that to me. Give that to Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I said anything to hurt anyone that's not my intentions, I ask you for forgiveness. If I say anything that was incorrect, I'm human. I make mistakes, subhanAllah. Allah is the best knower. I'm not the best knower, but I think you got the point. I greet you from our biological father, Adam, the Khalifa, the first Khalifa, the first messenger of God, the first prophet to us, our father, Adam, who we all know. Just the Khalifa. We are a Khalifa. To our beloved brother, but the father of all nationalities, meaning all cultures, the man as the father of the intellectual mind that was able to search for God and find him. That's why Allah gave him that title. He is the manifestation of the mind of the human being. Don't forget, you're Abraham or Abraham, whichever one of you choose. Same. To our father, to our brother Jesus, Jesus Christ, Christ Jesus. Only means Muslim. There was no Christianity when he came about. So you can't give him a religion. He came to do the work for God, and that is to take down the fig tree. Not Jerusalem, not the Jews. They will never multiply anymore, but keep them in knowledge that God gave to them, to themselves. To our brother, the seal of the prophet, the mercy to all humanity. To our brother, Prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah, the son of Abdullah. We salute him with the excellent salute. Peace be unto the Prophet and his companions and his descendants. When we salute him, we salute all the prophets, brothers and sisters. You don't know that, but God gives you that. I greet you from the Holy Quran. We don't need nothing else behind it. As-salamu alaykum. Peace be unto all of you out there that listen. I was your host tonight, Murad Muhammad. Tomorrow, tune in, 7 to 8. Imam Eli Obey, and at 8 to 9, Sister Michelle Muhammad. She loved to teach what you should eat and what you should not eat. Tune in on Wednesday. Then, inshallah, he shall return, Imam Eli Obey, on Thursday. And then Friday, our beloved brother, our engineer, the great grandson of Booker T. Washington, Musa. Muslim, my boy. How do I draw these type of people? When I mean these type of people, very academically inclined. He's a scholar in so many aspects and still working on his PhD that he will get next year. His whole family is academic. And that's where you should be very thirsty in drinking the knowledge that God gives to us. And I have a great love for him. You would think I wake up with him every day. That's the way he talks. That's the way he is. And he will tell you what's real, what is. He loves to write. His own publishing company, inshallah, will help him make it large. And he loves engineering. That's why he's my engineer. He enjoys doing it. He could be riding with his wife. He's going to make sure that station is right. And if he thinks he's going to have a hiccup, he'll call. They say, you're going to have to do this, you're going to have to do that. You can't pay for that. I pray Allah that Allah bless me. I have that foresight that Blog Talk Radio New Africa, excellent enterprise, when I speak, will come financially successful. And all these brothers and sisters that speaks on the air, I will pay them well. It's Allah. I want to thank Aisha for her success. It's all over the internet. 700 people showed up, brothers and sisters. They said it might have been 8. Whichever one, they ain't beat me. I had 1,000. They haven't beat me in 10 years. Allah said, act like we are in a race for all that is good. Get ready for a Savior's Day. Yes, my job is to try to bring 5,000. Yes, I always set a goal, 5,000. Every man with Imam Warsi Muhammad should be there. This is us as one. You know how you in the Army, the Marines, the Navy, the Air Force,
excuse me, in the color card. But when you go to war, do you turn to that person to the right and say, what is your religion? What the hell that got to do with it? You turn to your left, what is your sexual preference? What the hell that got to do with it? But I know if you turn to the right and say to that individual, you got my back? Yes. You got my back? Yes. Oh, we're fighting collectively because it's a war. You are in a war, brothers, with the United States Muhammad's community. You're in a war with those who administer those Farrakhan. But we're not going to stop that because our Christians and our Jews, the good ones, are in a war. So my aim is to bring us all together so we can create a treaty with a T. That is my goal, inshallah. Thank you for listening. Peace and love.